Today's podcast is with Dr. Mike Van Thalen, biohacking expert. He's also an expert in optimal health practices, anti-aging, regenerative medicine, and he's all about regaining control of your health. So if you've listened to the podcast before, you'll know that I'm interested in biohacking, and I really do learn a lot in this chat. He also breaks down the simplest ways to start biohacking in your own life and why you shouldn't be intimidated by it, why it's not as complicated as you think, and we can all do it and we'll all start to see effects very quickly. It honestly starts with something as simple as breathing. I hope you enjoy this. Again, I found it so insightful. It really was an eye-opener, what you need to think about just to make sure you take control of your own health. And we all can do that. We do have the power. Hope you enjoy the chat. So Dr. Mike, thank you for coming on to the podcast. And you're going to speak to me about such an interesting topic that seems to be getting more popular, but I'm guessing it's not new. It's just that it's now finding its feet, becoming more, would you say there's more visibility because of social media? Do you think we're talking about biohacking? Do you think that's what it is?
Well, thanks for having me, Elaine. Yes, I mean, it is getting a little bit more mainstream, but it's mostly people that are looking for it. People that are already trying to improve their health are in the wellness industry. They're exposed to it. Common people, you're not going to find it on the news yet. But obviously, that's what you and me are trying to do, is educate people a little bit more about what's happening in the biohacking world.
And I read your professional resume, your CV, and you have a lot of knowledge in a lot of areas, and one of them was biohacking. So that's why we've picked it today, but it goes way beyond that. What is it about that particular area now that you think makes people like myself, who want to look after ourselves, we've all started to get little things where we think, can I correct this? Why do you think now we're all wanting to speak to you about this subject?
Well, my whole life I've been trying to stay on the edge of what's new, not conventional medicine, because their toolbox is so limited with drugs, injections and surgeries. And it's not about health or lifespan. It's about, disease and trying to mask symptoms. So we're not going to talk about that. But, I would say initially it was anti-aging. I went to anti-aging conferences and learned about anti-aging. That was the key word. Then it slowly transitioned into what's called regenerative medicine, that's your stem cell-based therapies. And now the new term is biohacking. And there's many various definitions, and it encompasses a lot of activities. But my definition would be to upgrade our body, our mind, and our life. And from a medical point of view or health point of view, I would say it's objectively reversing our biological age. Because I believe that even the average person today, you and me, not just the elite, have access to not just technologies, but even just simple tips and strategies that allow us to live to 100 years. But the key here is that we will be 100 years, but be able to do what a 40-year-old does. In other words, we will be able to travel, to hike, and do whatever we like to do. So it's not about suffering. It's about quality of life and lifespan. And today, I believe 100% that is possible.
So interesting. I even read this week, I probably got the terminology wrong, but there was something this week about taking the blood cells of a young, healthy person and using them in someone that's older to get back to your prime, your healthiest that you can be, just by modifying those healthy blood cells in that younger person. Is that something that you've heard about? Is that more sci-fi,
well, yes,
if you like?
Yes, that's certainly one of the many things that you could do from a technology point of view. And those things are not free, and they cost some money, and not everybody does them, of course. But those are those things, right? Is replacing old cells, including stem cells, with new ones. And then those will not only repair damaged tissue, which could be musculoskeletal or organs or tissues or brain cells, whatever it is, not just repair them, but also renew and re-engineer them. For example, in 2017, I was at the U.S. National Master Swimming Championships in Minneapolis, And after my fourth event, the 50 butterfly, which I won, but I pushed myself up onto the wall versus going under the lane lines to the side. And I felt something in my shoulders, but didn't think anything of it. So the next morning I got up to compete again, but I couldn't even lift my arms. So I ended up with two full thickness rotator cuff tears in the left and the right shoulder. Mm. And normally it requires surgery, but obviously at the time I was the CEO of a stem cell company, regenerative medicine company. And so I had the stem cell injections done. And so what most people don't understand, these stem cells, they don't just repair any damage, but they renew, they make things younger, stronger, more resilient. So I have the before and after images. After 3 months, it was not just repaired, but my shoulders were actually younger and stronger and more resilient than they were before I injured them, right? Mm-hmm. So it's basically reversing the biology. And that's what biohacking is about, is really not just repairing any damage, but renewing and regenerating and re-engineering it. And so it's the same with the blood transfusion that you talked about. It's replacing our blood at our age with young, new blood. And it's the same that we do with stem cells. Because there's procedures out there where the physician, let's say, or the physician at the clinic is trying to gather the stem cells from your adipose tissue, your fat, or your bone marrow. Don't do it. Those are outdated procedures. It does not make sense to take your own stem cells and relocate them. What makes sense is to take the stem cells from birth tissue like placenta, which is called amniotic tissue or amniotic fluid, and Wharton's jelly, which is a part of the umbilical cord, because those are those young stem cells, high in quantity, high in quality, who will basically do the repair job. You did some good reading, and that's one of the many things that we could apply. But for the average person, you know, we don't have the money to do all of those types of things, but there's foundational things that we can put in place that don't have to cost money to really improve our health, optimize our health, and reverse our biological age.
It's such an exciting area, and well done again for winning that competition. That could not have been easy. When you actually discovered your injury and then you say as well, like the results that you got, do you think the results were because you were so fit, or do you think that it doesn't matter where you are in your health, you can see a difference if you apply biohacking and you say stem cells, can you see some sort of improvement?
Excellent question, because you're in health, those biohacking technologies, you're not going to respond to. So when I get clients, I always classify them from a health point of view in three categories. Number one, we need to regain control of your health. And unfortunately, most people fall in that first category because they are either in pain, they have a medical diagnosis, or they're overweight, and so they're below normal. So step number one is we have to get you back to normal, get rid of the pain, get you an optimal body composition, and get rid of any medical diagnosis. And actually, it's easier. It's pretty easily done if a person is committed. Once we're back to normal, which is baseline, now second step is we need to get you to optimal health. In other words, we need to incorporate lifestyle modifications to get you vital and fit and full of energy and be in control of your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. And only then, and that's step number three, only when you're in optimal health would that be the ideal foundation to maximize the benefits of biohacking. So you're correct. A body that is in flight and fight, a body that is in an emergency, a body that is in ill health cannot respond to something that is there to reverse your biological age. It is putting out fires. So we really need to put people where they are and implement the tips and strategies for that person at that time. And once they move to the next stage, yes, there are different tips and strategies to accomplish the next goal.
And I find it, we're at a difficult stage, I think, in medicine, just speaking as a patient. I feel as if something's got to change with what you call traditional medicine. And I had to discover some functional doctors for myself, because anyone that listens to the podcast will know a couple of years ago, I was one of those many people that gets diagnosed with underactive thyroid, and I had to discover for myself what to do. Found out I had Hashimoto's, but again, they don't recognise it traditionally here in the NHS. So it was through functionals that I feel that I got myself to where I need to be. And it was through traditional medicine that arguably I would have went down a path of just feeling more and more sick, which would probably lead on to try this medication, try that one. So I wonder if you agree that something has got to change. We're splitting into two different methods of how we approach health and wellness, two different ways of treating people. Do you think that at some point what you would consider traditional medicine is going to have to come back round? Because a lot of the things that I would term as biohacking are actually what people did many years ago. I know that there's more advanced methods now, but some of the most simple things are like avoiding the inflammatory oils, making sure that you use healthy fats. These are arguably things that people were doing a few generations ago.
Well, yeah, that's what I call the foundations, right? And I mean, you hit the hammer on the nail. A conventional medicine is not there to keep you healthy. It's there to make money. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole Western world for sure, where the toolbox is very limited and controlled by the big pharma and the government and its medicines and injections, you know, and surgeries. And besides that, they are not there. They're really there to make money. Nobody really cares about your health. I'm sorry to blow your bubble. Your doctor may not be consciously that person. They just become puppets on a string, basically. So it's not that they're not trying to help you or they are bad people, but unfortunately they have to a very high level been brainwashed, and so they're prescribing the drugs of the big pharma, but they're just masking system. Nobody's asking you the questions that need to be asked. Nobody's looking at you as a person, as a whole. That's why we have all these specialties. We have kidney doctors, we have cardiologists, we have pulmonologists, we have ear, nose, throat. And it's silly because we need to look at the body as a whole, right? In order to really be healthy and understand health. And so, you know, I don't think it's gonna stay two separate ways, because there's two different intentions. It's making money and being healthy. And so I think the only change people can make is be aware of that and be responsible for your own health. Mm-hmm. Is you know, choose health freedom. And if you're not in the medical or wellness fields like yourself, you weren't. So look for people who can guide you in the right direction, like a functional medicine doctor, like a health coach or a mentor like myself. And there's many out there that can push you into the right direction. But there's also many things that you can do yourself, of course, is reading, watching YouTube videos and learning a lot more about health than conventional medicine. And so, you know, one of the tricks I help people with immediately is like, okay, every time you have a question about health, ask yourself what animals in the wild would do, right? And many times Mother Nature gives you the correct answer, no matter what research or your doctor may be telling you. Mother Nature usually has the answer. So that's one of the first things I tell people to do, so they start thinking outside of the box and using their common sense versus listening to their doctor or, you know, taking science, which often today is propaganda, as you know, a valid direction. And so you got to be a little bit careful there.
Yeah. And I think what you said there makes sense, because when I started seeing improvements through doing the functional route, they ask you to share it with your GP and you have to do it through email. And I was so excited to show these improvements and they didn't care. And I thought they were going to be as interested in me. Look at what I've reversed. Look at what I've done. And that's when my eyes opened and I realised this isn't about, as you said, this isn't about me getting well.
They're just not happy for you.
Yeah.
No.
And that's a shame, because I think that's the first time that I realised that the goal is not complete wellness. They don't want you to take up too much time, but they're really not that bothered if you say, no, look what I've not. Done, look what I've reversed. I'm like, yeah, I don't care. But
no, you need to take your health in your own hands, yeah. The health of you and your loved ones, and be responsible for your own health. It's easy to blame the doctors and the, you know, institutions and the FDA and the big pharma and the fake news. But ultimately, you know, you need to take your own responsibility.
Yeah. And that's why I think, as you say, we appreciate everyone and what they do, because when you need them, they are there for you. It's just, as you say, a lot of the time I'm finding now that the methods that we're being told are the only way to do something. It's not the case. And
no.
Talking about what you do, what's the most common thing that people tend to say is the problem now? Is it weight? Is it tiredness? Is it all of that? Is it the modern world now?
Well, yeah, we see generational things too, obviously. And, you know, we live in a, you know, technology-driven society with more and more assault, meaning toxins that we're bombarded with, right? Because, you know, in my book, basically, I believe there's only one cause of all disease. It's called toxemia. Toxemia literally means toxins in the blood. But in a little bit more detail, what it means is, as part of daily living, as part of metabolism, obviously our body produces waste, toxins. But in a healthy, normal organism or body, those toxins are eliminated by the body, you know, through the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, etc. So no harm is done. However, when we are exposed to or ingest far more toxins than the body possibly can eliminate, then we'll have an accumulation of toxins in the blood and the body. And that's what's called toxemia. Now, what are those toxins doing in our body when we can't eliminate them? Two things. Number one, these toxins basically steal an electron from a healthy atom, which then becomes unstable, which we know as free radicals, which cause havoc on a cellular and DNA level. So that's oxidative stress, number one. And number two, because our body is in a constant state of emergency, trying to neutralize and eliminate those toxins, we call this in conventional medicine, we actually have a name for this, it's called systemic inflammation. And even conventional medicine now agrees that over 90% of all disease is directly related to the systemic inflammation, right? So that's what's going on when we have that excess exposure of toxins. Then we cause toxemia, free radical damage, systemic inflammation. Now, theoretically, there's a simple solution. What we need to do is we need to keep toxemia in check, which means is we need to reduce the exposure and intake of toxins from where? From our man-made foods and drinks, from our over-the-counter and prescription medication, from our environment, polluted air, polluted water, our toxic cleaning products in the house, our beauty products, and now the electromagnetic frequencies and radiation from our Bluetooth devices, smart appliances, our cell phones, etc. That's all part of this. So we need to mitigate the exposure and intake of those while simultaneously increase the nutrients that fight free radical damage, systemic inflammation, and repair your DNA. And if you do that and keep toxemia in check, you prevent all disease. So theoretically, it's not that difficult.
As you say, in theory, and the problem I think now is that we are bombarded with so much information about what we should be eating, which a lot of the time when you make it yourself and it's organic and it's fresh, that's fantastic. But you've got the flip side of being sold what looks like healthy food. You see so many things. It's like, eat these protein bars, drink these drinks. You know yourself as well, in social media, you're bombarded with products. This will work wonders for your skin. Have you got this problem? Have you got these wrinkles? But when you do dig in, so many chemicals. So do you see people who mistakenly think that they might be biohacking by purchasing what they think are healthy foods or they think are products that are good for their skin, but they're actually doing the opposite?
As you said, the market plays in on that, right? And they're just there to sell products, and the packaging is there, but the facts and the science is not there. And again, if you start to read your labels, many times you can't even pronounce it. So it's certainly not something from Mother Nature if it's a chemical, right? So, you know, I mean, it's all about education, right? We need to go back to wholesome organic foods. And at the same time, I do believe, though, because I get this question a lot, because we live in this high technology driven society, and we are bombarded with a lot more toxins than ever before, and our body is so basic that it does not necessarily have a way to deal with all those toxins. We need to do whatever we can to mitigate it, and we don't live in pristine areas anymore. So even though you may be exclusively leading organic wholesome foods, I still think that we need high quality supplements as an insurance policy. Because when people over here go to a farmer's market or even a Whole Foods store or the organic section in their supermarket, people need to realize that there's still a time that lapses between harvest and consumption. And many times it's a few weeks. And for example, if you store asparagus for just 1 week, 90% of the vitamin C is gone. If you pick an apple from a branch, 30 minutes later, 50% of the enzymes are gone. So yes, we still need to eat organic wholesome foods to avoid all the toxins and the pesticides and everything else you can think of. But at the same time, you need to be really awake about the fact that if you don't grow it in your own yard and eat it immediately when you pick it, there's still a you know, a significant lack of the, all the nutrients that your body needs to stay in optimal health. And that's where high quality supplements may have a place in your life.
I agree with that. I am my own evidence of using supplements to help me get to where I needed to be, because doing your best to eat and drink as healthily as you could, it still wasn't good enough. As you say, there was a gap. Yeah. And is supplementation something that you feel very passionate about? I think I read something in the information prior to us talking that you were able to help with certain conditions in a non-medical route. Was it ADHD?
Of course. I believe there's a natural alternative to every medicine. Actually, it's quite the way the medicines are engineered is quite the opposite way. When there is an active ingredient in a tree, a plant, a flower or a herb, from ancient medicine, we know that, right? Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, we know which plants are healing. What a drug company basically does is it cannot make money on something from Mother Nature. It cannot patent anything. So all they do is identify the active ingredients of that plant or tree or flower that has that specific effect, then isolate it and make a synthetic or fake copy in the laboratory, which then becomes a patented drug. The problem is because you isolate it, you don't have the synergy of the whole plant or herb or tree or flower, and therefore you have all the side effects, right? And if you look at side effects of drugs, they're almost always the same. They're rashes, lightheadedness, dizziness, nausea, vomiting. Why? They are all attempts of the body to expel a toxin. Because if you think about a drug, it's a pill, and a pill has no living properties. It's dead matter. And dead matter cannot act. It only can be acted upon, right? So even though in America, you know, drugs are the only thing that can cure according to the FDA, and we can't use the word cure for any other therapy or modality or thing, it's quite laughable because a drug is dead matter without living properties and cannot act and certainly cannot cure. Only the body can cure itself. Drugs can't cure, therapies can't cure, food doesn't cure either. Supplements don't cure either. Only the body can cure or heal itself. It's up to us to place it in the correct conditions and give it the right tools so that it can heal itself.
And do you feel that we're living in an age at this moment where people forget that? Do we almost need to strip it back to basics? Are we waiting for someone to say yet again, take this pill, you know, and it'll fix this?
A lot of us like the instant gratification. They like the idea of a pill or a silver bullet or a magic bullet. It just doesn't exist. And yes, there's expensive technologies. We just talked about the blood transfusions. We can talk about hyperbaric oxygen therapy. We can talk about, you know, high frequency vibration platforms that cost $20,000. We can talk about many expensive technologies that may be helpful, but we don't need to, especially not in the beginning. We need to go back to basics. And in my book, my latest book, The Izolt Method, Unleash Your Superpowers, I basically talk about seven foundational things that we need to address first. Number one, water, right? We need to drink clean water. So we need to purify our water. It depends where you live, you know, where you get your water from, but you can figure out what's in it. It needs to be clean water. We need to drink enough water because our body is a plumbing system, cardiovascular system, lymphatic system. It's a plumbing system. So we need to prevent it from clogging up. So we need to hydrate it. We need to get water through it, and we need to move movement. We'll talk about that in a second. So I'm looking here at my unit. I have a hydrogen infused water system. So it's my drinking water. It gets purified of all toxins, and then it's get infused with hydrogen gas. So a lot of clean water, number one. Number two, air, right? So we need to spend more time outdoors. We need to go more in parks and outdoors and get fresh, clean air. And we need to learn how to use that air, because 99.9% of us do not know how to breathe properly. We're supposed to breathe in through the nose for 5 counts and breathe out through the nose for 6 counts. The mouth is to talk and eat, right? And if we learn to breathe properly, then the oxygen gets much further into our lower lobes of the lung, much further into our body to a cellular level. So it's not about just the air, but how do we breathe it in and how do we get that air to our mitochondria and on a cellular level? And that's breathing. I mean, YouTube is there. There's great apps out there you can download for free. The best one is The Breath Source. You download it, And you can start to learn to breathe properly. Now you utilize that fresh air properly. So water, air. Next movement, you know, we talked about the plumbing system. That doesn't mean you have to go to the gym or you have to play organized sports, but you can't sit still. You need to move, you need to walk, you need to run, you need to play with the dog, play with the grandkids. You got to go out there and be active because, again, otherwise things clog up. We need to hydrate and move. Opposite to movement is rest and sleep. We need plenty of rest and sleep. We need to be able to get in a deep delta stage of sleep because only at that stage we can repair and renew, right? And it's important. I always make the analogy with a supermarket, you know. If the people at night don't restock the shelves in a few days, there's no food to sell and the supermarket has to close down. It's the same with our body. It's a cumulative. During the night, we need to replenish, repair, renew, and re-engineer. And so we need that, we need our body to allow that to happen, right? And so we need to learn to really get into a deep delta sleep and get enough rest and sleep. So that's four. Number five, light and heat. So again, going outside for the fresh air is great, but we also need to light. Light stimulates all biological processes in our body. So there's hundreds of things that we can do to be exposed to more light. Go have lunch outside on your patio. You know, go spend more time outside. If you're at work and you have an hour lunch, don't sit there and check your emails. Go outside with your kids during the weekend. Spend more time outside. And then, of course, we can introduce technologies like near-infrared, far-infrared saunas and light therapies also. But basics means more outside. What else? Upgrade your diet. Number six, okay, going back to wholesome foods. We talked about that, avoiding man-made foods and drinks and avoiding as many toxins as we can. And then last but not least, number seven, upgrade the mind. The mind controls the body. The mind also creates your future. And most people don't pay attention to the mind. We need to be able to get into the zone. We need to focus. We need to be productive. We need to learn how to tap into those different brain waves because each of them has a specific goal or attribute that we can utilize. And we need to work on our belief system because most of us have many false core beliefs based on our past. And we need to start believing that we can achieve our dreams and our goals and that we can be healthy and that we can overcome Hashimoto's, that we can overcome cancer. Because if there's a doubt in our mind, then the universe has two options, failure and success. If there's no doubt in our mind that we are going to win, that we are going to overcome this disease, that we are going to be successful in business, then the universe only has one option, which is a big win. And today, it is actually easy because we have all these strategies and technologies available that even within one session, people can experience a deep delta sleep or can experience a meditative state. 20 years ago, when they told me as a swimmer, go meditate, I tried a few times. I was unable to clear my mind and I gave up. But today we have breathwork, we have visualization, we have manifestation, we have technologies such as BrainTap that facilitate us getting into that meditative stage, which is, again, a major biohack, probably the most important one. So those are the seven fundamentals. And if we start working at no cost on improving those, then we are truly biohacking because we need to get the foundation solid first. Otherwise, our body's not going to respond to those expensive technologies or blood transfusions and those types of things.
I don't know who could listen to that and not want to immediately start making changes. It just sounds so motivating. So if anyone buys your book, can they expect to be motivated to want to make changes? Is it like that or is it specifically delving into other areas?
No, it is very general and it's full of tips and strategies. The last chapter of most of my books, I got eight now, is basically a checkoff list. It's a to-do list and you go on your own pace and you don't have to keep order, but there's always a plan of action. Reading something or learning something and not implementing is a waste of time, right? So my books really engage the people, make, you know, with medical and scientific concepts, I always try to break it down so everybody can understand it. So there's aha moments. And then we just immediately put it into practice. What can we do right now to improve this, or this? So the latest book is called The Izod Method, Unleash Your Superpower. That's there's all of biohacking in there, upgrading body, mind, and life, but it also talks about focus and productivity. Because today with social media, our phones, most of us are distracted. We're wasting time. We're unable to focus. So we're getting back to, and that has to do with mental illnesses, right? A lot of people today have anxiety and depression and PTSD, and they're worried and fear. And it's not because necessarily, I mean, there are therapies and drugs and supplements out there. But again, what I found, there's a bigger underlying cause. There's no purpose in life. They're going with the motions. They're going to their job, but they don't have a dream. They don't have a goal. They don't have passion. They don't have fire in their stomach. And if I don't know what tomorrow brings, because I don't have a plan and a strategy and a goal and a dream, and I don't know what next week brings, and I don't know financially what next week and next month brings, of course, I'm going to be worried too. And that leads to anxiety, depression, et cetera. So it's about finding your purpose in life and then actually have a plan, have a strategy, have dreams and goals, and surround yourself with the people that can help you achieve those goals and dreams, and scripting your life. Because the more we control our own life and the more clear things are, the less stress and worry that we will have.
Great advice. And a really good front cover on the book. I like that. I thought it was really good. Right. Very eye-catching. And what kind of feedback do you get on your books? Is it pretty instant? Do people like to contact you via your website or your social media?
Yeah, website is easiest. I'm not the biggest social media guy. Everything is on my website, thebiohackingunlimited.com. All my books are there. My mentorship programs are there. My free newsletter you can subscribe to is there. My speaking bio is there. I travel internationally to speak at seminars, workshops, conferences, congresses, whatever it is. So everything you need is on all in one place, biohackingunlimited.com.
Well, it's been a fabulous talk. Genuinely, I'm already into biohacking, but what you said there was just so powerful. It just makes you think, yes, it's simple, but it's making the time to make sure that you actually dedicate yourself to it. And I don't know if I'm explaining it in the way that makes sense to you, but I just feel it's like the little building bricks. When you get one of them, when you find how one of them works for you, such as meditation, because I agree, at first you think, how do you do this?
Yeah.
But when you get that little building brick right, then you realise that the power that has, and then suddenly before you know it, you've built and you realise that you are making these changes.
If you feel a small improvement or you experience something you never experienced before, then you're inspired to explore more, right? And that's exactly why these tips and technologies will help. And it's about taking incremental steps, because most, you know, if they always say if your dreams aren't scary, they aren't big enough. But the opposite of that holds true too. If your dreams are scary, people get overwhelmed and they immediately think they can't achieve them. And that's why you need a plan and a strategy with very small incremental steps that you can achieve on a daily basis. So you feel that fulfillment on a daily basis. And before you know it, you're a big step closer to your dream because you're taking those small baby steps every day. And we got to do that with everything in life, right? Is take those incremental daily steps. But it's the commitment on a daily basis that's going to get you where you need to be.
Great advice. So could you tell us your website so that if anyone does want to check out exactly what you do, your books, everything else, they can easily access it?
Yes, it's biohackingunlimited.com.
Oh, that's nice and easy. Well, thank you so much. It's been such a good chat. I'm so inspired, and I hope that other people listening feel exactly the same. Thank you so much.
Thank you also, Aline, because people always thank me for spreading, you know, information, but it's also people like you that spent their time and trying to get the word out there. So this is teamwork. So thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you.